Cleveland.com.
Election Sunday, swinging into a Monday. Time to get those brackets ready. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting live from Los Angeles, courtesy of the fine folks from Fox Sports Radio. What a great job this young staff does. They scurry around. They even made me coffee. How great is that? I can't even get my husband to make me coffee. But yet, the second I walk in the door, red carpet treatment, there's something about this whole L.A. thing. Boy, do we have a lot to get to in this jammed hour of America tonight, just like the freeways in Los Angeles. A lot has happened in the last couple of days, and none bigger than what's going on, folks, let's face it, than what's happening to the poor people in Japan. The latest and the biggest concern, of course, is over the possibility of a nuclear meltdown. They're fighting to contain what would be called a rapidly escalating nuke emergency. Scares me, as I lived in San Luis Obispo, not too far away from a nuclear power plant, and know plenty about what can happen there. And this is a 40-year-old plant that we're talking about. It's north of Tokyo. So the concern is over radiation. You have this 8.9 magnitude offshore earthquake, that devastating tsunami that followed. And they're talking about the deaths could be in the tens of thousands. You know, nobody can give you an official death toll. Of course, that's ridiculous, because they're still combing through debris. So you wake up Friday in the United States to find out what's going on in Japan, and you can't believe it. The latest, they say, the official death toll is 1,600. This is Monday in Japan. Still missing 10,000 people. Wow. The scariest thing was the bullet train that we saw and heard about. This train, boom, missing. Just off the tracks. Who knows where that train went, unfortunately. And naturally, in California, the concern over an earthquake, it's always in the back of everybody's head when you live in California. So, as I said, you wake up on Friday, turn on the Today Show, and Meredith Vieira looks so seriously into the camera and says, on the West Coast, there is a concern about tsunamis. And they throw up a map, and where's the bullseye? It's right there where I'm staying, at the Zadarovich Estates in Westlake Village. I'm like, wow, I've been going to church and everything. What is going on? I try to be a good person. Are you kidding? I come out to California once every couple of years, and I'm at ground zero for the tsunami after effects. Wow. So, of course, typical, it's exaggerated nonsense coming out of New York. Honestly, people were a little bit scared. Except for the idiots, just like in that movie Independence Day, who ran down to the beach, ran down to Malibu, went down to Huntington. They were going to stand there and watch the tsunami come in. Oh, my gosh, if a tsunami hits, think of the waves, dude. The best quote ever that I heard on one of the local, the big KFI is the name of it, the Big Mama, as far as news talk is concerned. So we're trying hard to get on there. The big one, they say, oh, there is a kid they quote on the morning show who says, the Popo said no, no. Isn't that great? So anyway, serious stuff with Japan. In fact, here's some reaction from some of the people, one, scurrying to get out and talking about what the Narita airport was like, and also the problems over the nukes and the concern about radiation.
It begins to be very stressful, and because of the children, we prefer to go back to France today.
The nuclear plant problems really scared me. I wasn't that scared with earthquake, but when that nuclear man, it was like, right, maybe should we live in.
They were handing out Ritz crackers, water, and sleeping bags. So we spent the night there and just waited for today to try and get back.
Mm. crackers and whatever they could find. But at least those people were alive. The stories abound. And, in fact, thank you very much for the quick check of the email. Many of you sending me information about what happened in Japan. When anything is ever on your mind, remember, you can throw in your 2 cents simply by giving us a call when we're on the air, 800-259-5791, or sending your stuff to americatonight.net. Something else, because of this radiation thing, there was a story that caught my eye that I wanted to bring up right here from the get-go that I have a feeling, knowing all of you, Dan in Texas, Rick in Illinois, Dale in Illinois, John in Georgia, the TSA, the three new dreaded letters. On Friday, I read a story, and I thought I was misreading, so I shot an email to somebody in Washington. They said, no, 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 that's true. They ordered, the TSA ordered the retesting of all radiation-emitting full-body scanners, they say. So this is the crazy thing. They're talking about that there's 238 machines at 38 different airports that they want to test for radiation levels that are 10 times higher than they thought. But they make us go through the scanner, and then they tell us it's okay, don't worry, but the radiation level is 10 times higher. But this is the best part of this whole thing, and this is why I bring it up. We are a nation of idiots when it comes to math. I'm telling you, if I had a child, I would get them not hooked on phonics. I would get them hooked on algebra and any other form of math that I could convince them, geometry, anything, that I could convince them to learn. Because the TSA's excuse is that the math was wrong. Oh, we did the math wrong. So, geez, we're zapping our people that we're forcing to go through these scanners. So that's for all of you out there who thought the scanners weren't a big deal. I got a lot of grief from some people, from my more liberal friends beating me over the head. You're a smart woman. How can you think it's a big deal? Well, look and see what happens. You trust that it's okay, and then you find out that it's just a mathematical problem. And so, geez, we're going to retest the machine. Sorry if you went through one of them. And I think, actually, I unfortunately am one of those people that went through the scanner in Orlando. It depends on how far back we're going, of course. Yeah, you see what I mean. Coming up on this show, we've got some really special things for you, including the fact that, yes, I'm in L.A., but I was in Palm Springs, and I had a chance to see some of the best men and women in the game of tennis play at the PNB Paribas Open. And I had a chance to chat for a brief few minutes with Caroline Wozniacki, who's the number one tennis player in the world. Although, don't tell Serena Williams, because she says it's not fair. It's just a computer thing. Here we are. It's always about the numbers. We go back to the math. The computer numbers say she's number one. Serena says she really should be number one because of the tournaments that she's won. But anyway, we talked to her, and also, there is nobody who knows the game of tennis more as far as its history than Bud Collins. And I feel very excited that we had a chance to chat with him. And you're going to get to hear that coming up at the bottom of the hour. But next, oh, something also near and dear to my heart, and many of you probably feel the same way. Remember that deal with Felipe Calderon and Obama, the Mexican trucks to drive anywhere in our country, that little safety issue? We're going to talk about that next.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Broadcasting live from Los Angeles. Wow, we're in a beautiful place, too. Sherman Oaks. This place is hopping, I'm telling you. The IHOP, they are lined up around the building. I don't know what it is. The Lakers aren't playing. That's probably why. Big news across the nation. And here in California, there was a lot of chatter about this, too. The Mexican trucks, the lifting of the ban on the Mexican trucks, of course, now has happened. The deal that our President Barack Obama cut with Snidely Whiplash, Felipe Calderon, across the border in Mexico scares me to death. You know, if nothing else, it's a safety thing. I think our next two guests have something that they might want to share on this, too, to shed some light. Stan and Jerry, Stan Wald and Jerry Meisner, creators of something called Southern Exposure that we're going to get into here in a second that's very interesting. It's stuff we talk about all the time with the drug cartels and whatnot and illegal immigration on America Tonight. But first, I want to get both of their opinions on the new agreement between our prez and the Mexican president. Stan and Jerry, welcome to America Tonight. Thanks for popping on with us.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us on.
All right, Stan, let me have you tackle this first. Your reaction to the deal that was cut between Mexico and the U.S. finally. You know, this has been bandied about for a long time.
Well, it is interesting because, you know, it gives permission for Mexican business, Mexican trucks to come into our country far beyond the limits that were previously set. And in doing so, A lot of the people in this country, especially those in transportation industry, are extremely upset by it because, A, they say, when I say they, the president of Mexico, Calderon, and our president say that these truck drivers have to meet certain standards before they're going to be permitted to access into our country. We know from past experience none of that will take place. And a lot of these truck drivers are not familiar with laws in our country and are going to be permitted to drive on our freeways. It's just scary. Just scary to the citizens of this country. And I'm surprised that the truckers across the country haven't had a big major caravan down to the border to protest this.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that, too. Jerry, this was started originally. Remember, the Bush guys, the Bush administration originally gave the go-ahead with the pilot program, giving the Mexican trucks the greater access to our highways, despite some of these protests and whatnot. What do you think we can do? I guess we can. What can we do? It's already a done deal. Get the truckers to do something. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I would think the Teamsters would know best how to
there
do something
go.
With this. You know, I mean, I've never been a big fan of the Teamsters Union, but in this case, their ox is the one getting gored. And another problem with that is a lack of inspections on the thing. I mean, they could be loading that thing up with God only knows what and trucking it north, and nobody, apparently, there are no challenges built into the system.
Yeah, we got some challenges for them. We'll be talking about this a lot on ATN. I want to jump to something else, though, because we and it kind of goes along the same lines. We're always talking about this here on ATN. You've got a new documentary, Southern Exposure. And in this documentary, you look at the consequences of illegal immigration, really specifically along the Arizona border, the drug cartels, the crime, what happens to public health, all that kind of stuff where people say, well, what's the big deal? So, Stan, in tackling this project, what were the surprising things you found out?
What I found out was the public at large is not being told the full story and scope of what illegal immigration, unchecked illegal immigration, is creating, the problems that it's creating in our country. And that's what prompted us to delve into this further and get the word out. You know, everyone looks at TV and watches the news, or they watch these programs, you know, whether it be Border Wars or one cop show or another. They all show the same thing. They all show, you know, here's illegal immigrants being captured by Border Patrol, and you have drug smugglers who are being apprehended by ICE and Border Patrol agents. But that's all you see, and that's all people think of when they think of the word illegal immigration. But it goes far beyond that. The diseases, you know, when people come into this country legally, they have to go through a medical background check and a criminal background check. When they come in through the back door, nothing is done. So we have diseases coming across this country, into our country, that were all but eradicated, tuberculosis, leprosy, et cetera. You know, and there's resurgence of these diseases, and, of course, the impact it has on hospitals, which is borne on the taxpayer and on the backs of the taxpayer. And then, of course, you have the criminality that's coming in, and these people are able to come back and forth across the border almost with impunity, and the criminal element that's infiltrating our cities, not just in the borders. Mm. You know, people think, well, it's just Arizona or Texas or California or New Mexico. No, it's going into North Carolina, Georgia, New York. You know, all major cities are being impacted by the criminality that's coming across. And it's horrible. We also discuss, you know, Jerry can elaborate, you know, we discuss the teachings in high school. Like in Tucson, we identify there's a high school that's teaching Rasa studies, and what they're teaching in there is almost appalling. Jerry?
The Hitler did this so well. He proselytized the youth, brainwashed them, and so that they turned out to be a bunch of little Hitlers. The same thing is going on in ethnic studies programs. And in fact, in the Tucson Unified School District, the ethnic studies, the RASA program there, which they've now changed to Mexican American studies because somebody finally figured out that RASA means race, and maybe that's not a good thing. And they have taught hate. They use a textbook by a guy named Adolfo Acuna. It's called Occupied America. In the textbook, it says, kill the gringos. They are anti-capitalism, anti-white. They teach hate. And those are things that nobody ever thinks of when you see them running around in Border Patrol, running around and chasing illegals in the desert. There's so much more to it.
Yeah, well, I agree with you 100%. I mean, you're peeling back some of the layers of that scary onion, and which I think is a great thing. Stan, I'm sure you're getting flack for it. There's definitely controversy attached to this documentary. But what drove you guys to doing this? Because you thought, man, we gotta do something.
Well, you know, surprisingly, we have received absolutely no flack.
Ooh.
We have not been called racist because our film was done with truly journalistic integrity, and it shows both sides of the equation, not just about poor people from an impoverished nation looking for a better life and looking for employment. We show that, but we also show the other side, the consequences, and we do it in a fair and balanced way. So we have yet to be attacked for what we do and what we have filmed. And if people do attack us, they usually do so without having watched the film. So those are people who are just flat out racist themselves and just simply go on the attack. But you know what prompted us to move forward on this, we went out to a layup area. That's an area where they hole up for the illegal aliens will hole up for a day and shed all their belongings and redress on their route to being picked up. Well, we went to a layup area and there's hundreds of these, and I mean hundreds, scattered across the desert, and some of them, one of them we were on was the size of a football field, and you could walk across it, you know, on the discards, never touching the ground. It was just insulting to me that the environmental groups have not done anything about this.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. Great stuff. I'd love to have you guys back on again. Stan Wall, Jerry Meiser, people want to see this documentary. Where can they see it, guys?
Go to www.southernexposuredocumentary.us, and you can order it right there through PayPal, or you can get it on Amazon.com.
And you can watch the trailer and four webisodes, warning to viewers that it is not suitable for children. There are graphic scenes, but these are scenes that need to be seen by the public.
Good way to end this. Guys, thanks. Continue the good fight. Get that word out there. Appreciate
Thank
the
you.
Time.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Kate.
Bye-bye. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load a little bit, talking about some tennis here and some other things that happened in the world of sports. I guess I'm not really lightening the load, because if you're a fan of the NFL, you're going to be very upset. NFL, there's a lockout, baby. I know you're not surprised. We've been talking about it. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Speaking of dreams, that's what sports often is. A dream crusher or a dream maker for some. Meaning depending on how far they excel at a particular sport. What's interesting is everybody's getting ready for their brackets. And by the way, I'm going to tell you what the top seeds are, who they are. Ohio State, KU, Duke, Pitt, okay? There's some controversy over the selection of UAB and VCU. Matt, you're a big hoop fan when it comes to the brackets and not watching every single school during the year. But did you pay attention at all to Selection Sunday?
I watched about half of it, and I was a little surprised that Colorado and Alabama didn't get in and UAB and VCU did. And also, the whole format, I knew they were going to do extra teams and play-in games, but I guess I didn't, I didn't realize that they were going to do play-in games for, like, the 11 and the 12 seed.
Crazy.
Where it's not just the play-in games for the 16 seed as it has been in the past. She was
trained by her. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's, oh my. Who holds the key to her? I think somebody got upset that we were talking about those teams. yes, there are three more teams in this year's edition of March Madness, and it's interesting. They're calling it whatever they're calling the soft bubble or something. So the Buckeyes, 32-2, they were on the top. They were the top seed overall. I mentioned this already. Kansas of the Big 12 is next. Defending champ Duke. you know, you got it down the line, all the stuff that we just said. And I agree with what Matt said, that there's a, why no in Colorado? You know, Colorado, which beat teams like Texas and Missouri at one point and then didn't get in, I guess that was kind of, I guess that's shocking to me. I think the coach of Colorado was very shocked about that. And we're going to be talking a lot about brackets anyway when we do sports shorts. All right, without further ado, the PNB Paribas. I was in the desert, like I said, and unfortunately for Matt, he wasn't there because, boy, we're looking for a Mrs. Johnson, and there were some fine-looking women in the desert that seemed very nice, very smart.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a big sister to him. I'm almost auditioning. I was almost auditioning some of these young, bright gals. We'll see if they'll make their way up to Minnesota. Anyway, I had a chance to talk to a legend in the world of tennis, and that would be one Mr. Bud Collins. Take a listen to what he had to say about who's number one and some other things that we jawed about. Here we are at the PNB Paribas Open in beautiful Palm Springs. I couldn't be more excited to be here, and I'm with the man of tennis. He is the most colorful man in the game, and growing up, I watched Bud Collins again and again and again, and he did. He sucked me in. I begged for lessons, and I have him to blame for my crappy backhand and my frustrations, but we are so excited to get a chance to chat here with Bud. But just a beautiful facility, and I've come here now for the past decade. It seems to get bigger and bigger, this tournament.
Well, they had a record crowd, I believe, this afternoon. They were sold out, which is most unusual, I think, and the place is jammed, and Donald Young did very well for himself, a young American who has been quite a disappointment over the last few years. He started out as a very promising player and really didn't work very much at it, and this is a great win over Andy Murray, who was the Australian Open finalist and has been a finalist at the U.S. Open. It's a tough day for the British press. You know, they follow Murray all over the world, and they keep hoping for something. It's been over 70 years since a Brit won a major championship, and I'm surprised at Murray. It's a debilitating loss.
Boy, no kidding. I'm glad you brought that one up. And speaking of American tennis, you've seen so many eras come and go where the men were pretty strong. There was big interest in the 70s, certainly in tennis. I don't have the knowledge, the background that the great Bud Collins does, but in watching this, I feel like we're starting to come back around. Do you feel like more people are playing tennis and there's more interest in the United States?
I think that's true. I think that tennis has never gotten the credit that it deserves from journalists and from newspapers. And one of the reasons, I think, is that all the sports editors of newspapers are golfers. So they just leave tennis in what we call the agate type, which you could barely read down at the bottom with the truss ads or something like that. And I think people are starting to realize that tennis is really a very good sport, and it is an international sport, and I think that's one of the attractions. And I think that the American tennis public, as we're seeing here at Indian Wells, has matured. It used to be, if there were no Americans involved, the people weren't too interested. But now they know the kids from Croatia and from Serbia, and of course Roger Federer and Nadal and all these people, and they want to see the best, so they're here. And to me, that's very encouraging.
I think so, too. Who do you think, and this is a tough question, but I mean, it's always the thing that we talk about on my show, we go back and forth, is who's the greatest tennis player of all time? Do you think we've seen them yet? Is it Roger Federer? I'm talking about the men.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, Kate. It's a question of what era you're in. I don't think you can declare anybody the greatest player of all time, but you can say that Federer, in his era, with hard pressure from Nadal. But I go back to Rod Laver, who had two Grand Slams, and nobody has come close to that since. And you can go back to Don Budge in the 1930s, and there was always a great player in every era. Now, the game, as it's played today, with wooden rackets gone and these terrific new strings that are propelling the ball faster and with a lot more topspin than we've ever seen. Well, it's tough to pick out the greatest player of all time, and I can't do it. But I try to rationalize it and say, you know, here's what I do say to people. If there were one player that I had to pick to play for my life, everything depended on this man, it would be Pancho Gonzalez. And, you know, a lot of people say, what's he talking about? Who's Pancho Gonzalez? Well, Gonzalez has been dead for a while, but he was a fierce competitor, and he was the king of the pros, and he just was not a very good person to be around because he didn't like journalists, and he didn't like photographers, and he used to try to strangle a few of them in his day. But to my mind, he was such a competitor and such a great server and mover. So I give that answer, Pancho Gonzalez, and people look at me and say, are you all right?
No, I think you're more than all right. But one last one, because I know you're like I said, you are Mr. Tennis to me and to a lot of people who watched you growing up, and we still get a chance to watch you and see you, and it's wonderful. But how about you personally playing? Do you have, like, the best match you ever played, best recreational match, even with a pro?
Played. Gee, I...
No, come on, you must have a war story.
I once played for lunch with Dennis Ralston as my partner against Mal Anderson and Tony Roach, all great players, all Hall of Fame players. And they concentrated on me, and I got more balls back than anybody thought they could. So that happened in about 1970 or 71. My game has gone downhill since.
Bud Collins, thank you so much. It's been a delight, and I'm sure the listeners across the country will love hearing the great Bud Collins. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that. It was certainly fun for me. It's a true story. He really kind of sucked me into the game of tennis after watching for so long. Carolyn Wozniacki, number one in the world. I also cornered her for a few quick minutes. Take a listen. Caroline, very nice to catch up with you. Nice win out of the gate. Does it feel good to get the first one out of the way, so to speak?
Well, the first one is always difficult, and it's always a match that you want to get through, so I'm very happy to be now in the third round and into the tournament.
Do you look ahead, or do you just take it one match at a time?
I just take one match at a time. I think it's important just to stay focused on what I'm supposed to do right now, and you know, that's my main focus.
What is it you're working on? I mean, I saw you really motor on your backhand, but that's normal for you. Is there anything that you're working on, something that we could look for when we're watching you whip through here?
Well, I'm working on everything, and I always want to improve my game. So, you know, just I hope everyone enjoys watching me.
Yeah. Being number one, what does that feel like? I know this is a layup question, but you're number one. So now there's more publicity, more attention, more recognition. It's not probably so easy to run to a mall somewhere when you're in some of these cities. What's that like?
Well, it's okay. I mean, this has always been a dream for me to reach the number one ranking, so I'm very happy with the way I've been playing and my results. And you know, I'm still young, so there's still a lot of things that I can improve, and that's just fun. And of course, there's more attention and more people recognize me, but that's just a part of it, and I don't mind.
Is it fun to play in a tournament like this one where you play with the men too? Because really, this has become like the fifth major. Is it make it kind of an interesting atmosphere to get to play with the guys again, not just the Grand Slams and the tournament that's coming up in Miami?
I think it's nice to have the combined events, especially when there's so many courts, so there's enough space for everybody, and it's always a different atmosphere, and it's the guys are really nice and fun to be around, so I think it's good.
One last one, because I know you got to run, but you know, when you're out on tour and you're doing your workouts and all that kind of stuff, and the great thing about Palm Springs is people can see you, and you can see the crowd gets excited because they get to see you, you know, people kicking the soccer ball around or throwing the football. What is it that you do for your workouts?
Well, I like to do boxing training, so that's a big part of my fitness regime, and yeah, I think that's really helped me out with my fitness part.
All right. It was great to chat with Wozniacki as she continues to roll through. She's got some matches coming up on this next day. Andy Roddick beat James Blake. I was there for that match, too. American 6-3, 7-5. That was pretty interesting. And also another American, John Isner, rolls through, too, as he won his match. I watched that. What a server. He is 138 miles an hour, 6376 over Ricardo Milo. Odds and ends round the bend.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Shopping odds and ends, and if you've never heard odds and ends, well, it's that's zig and zag all over the place. We're famous for it here on this overnight highway called America Tonight. Water cooler buzz, baby, the best in the business. Broadcasting live from Los Angeles. Here's the number if you want to give us a jingle. We've been talking about a lot of things. Are you concerned about the nuclear reactors in Japan? Sad to see those people struggling and also so many missing. Who knows what the ultimate death toll is going to be after that tsunami. 800-259-5791. One of the worst earthquakes recorded in history. I mean, it ranks right up there in the top 10 and the worst ever for Japan. It's right up there. If that happened in California, I wouldn't be talking to you right now, seriously. 8.9 and then the tsunami, that was the aftermath, and that's what really crushed those people. That was it. It was the tsunami, right? You just don't think about that. Even though we've talked about tsunamis, we saw what happened in Sri Lanka, and we've seen this before, but when you see this video coming in and then you realize it's the debris, the buildings coming down, the things that are killing people, and where they're just washed away, they're caught up in that current of water and they're still finding bodies, and there's not going to be an official death count for a very long time, I think, anyway. Moving from that to something that some of you would find depressing, too, because as much as we want to vent about how much we're sick of our politicians and don't take our guns away and a million other things that we get so riled up about here on ATN, the NFL, for many people, is the getaway. Fantasy football and going to root for your team and all that sort of stuff. And just your afternoon out with your posse or your evening out. So we knew this was going to happen, or at least I thought it did, according to a lot of this pretty good sources I had on this NFL labor dispute. I feel like we need to catch up on this quickly here since we have nailed the score and so many of you participate in Nail the Score, which, by the way, we've got one coming up at the tail end of the week because it's March Madness. I promised I'd bring it back for March Madness. So we will have a special Nail the Score for March Madness. If you didn't fill out a bracket, don't worry. You have a chance to win some great prizes here on ATN, but no prizes when it comes to the NFL. They can't decide how to split up $9 billion a year. So the owners and the players put the most popular sport in limbo by breaking off talks hours before the collective bargaining agreement expired on Friday, as Friday really tipped into Saturday. So the owners locked out the players. It's the first work stoppage since 87. The 2011 season is in jeopardy, my friends. Might be cheaper to get tickets. I don't know. I think at least a couple of games are lost, but maybe the whole season. There doesn't seem to be anybody really coming to the table to try to figure this thing out. When I say that, there's too wide of a chasm on this. There's a problem here. Whose fault is it? Is it the owner's or is it the player's fault? It's the battle. I love this when people say it's the battle of the billionaires and the millionaires. I mean, simply put, that's exactly what it is. By the way, some of the people who make the big loot, like the commissioner, Roger Goodell, I think his salary is something like $10 million. He's taken a dollar. He said if they can't come to an agreement, he's going to take a dollar. And the other people in his office are doing the same thing. There are teams that have had to cut back their business office employees by a little bit because they're trying to maintain. And at the heart of the dispute, 18 games, maintaining a 16 regular game season and four preseason games. That's how it's been for the last 2 years. But they want it switched, the owner switched to 18 games. And what about a rookie salary cap? It is kind of ridiculous. Some of these rookies that you hardly ever play get huge money. And then you have players that have played for 5, 6, 7 years and they can't believe it. They missed the boat, even though they were performing once they got into the league. They just didn't have that big buzz headed into the draft. Matt, I told you there was going to be a lockout. You really thought they were going to solve it, my young friend.
Yeah, you can't be right all the time.
But here's what I heard, honestly, from a good insider at Sports Illustrated who's just all over the story, which doesn't mean he's not being fed a line of bull. But he says he thinks it's going to be at least a couple of games. Wow. That's crazy, huh?
Really? I see. I still don't believe that. I still think it'll get done before the season.
I don't know, my friend. We could be talking about fantasy rugby.
I don't know. Might be talking about replacement players. I'll have to get back into shape.
Yeah. You know what? Anybody out there listening that you think you're pretty decent at the game, the great game of football, now's the time, my friends. Put on those shoulder pads. Start getting it done. Maybe you'll be lucky and you'll get called up. Then you'll be a scab. You don't want to be a scab. All right, we have some other serious things to get to, and I know this is a weird left turn, but I have to do it. I lost my breath when I heard this story. So sad. You hear about this bus crash in New York? Yeah, here's the deal. The bus company involved in this accident, 14 people, by the way, dead over the weekend in New York, they've been involved in at least two other crashes with injuries in the past 2 years. That's nice. It was worldwide travel, and this happened in 2009. There was one injury there, blah, blah, blah. We care about now, 14 people dead. The company, check this out. I always say this is one of the more dangerous things about driving. The company has been cited 5 times for fatigued driving. And this is just between 2009 and October of 2010. Twice in Jersey, a couple times in Pennsylvania, and one in Connecticut for all of our Connecticut friends listening. 14 people died Saturday. The driver of the tour bus lost control and struck 2 signposts, one directly behind the other on Interstate 95. 95 can be a killer highway in the Bronx. And that was it. The company, they won't say anything. They're just saying, oh, we're a family-owned company, and we're so sorry, and we realize the families involved and how awful this is, and blah, 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 blah. They're looking into this. And the cops are saying that maybe the driver swerved to avoid a tractor-trailer that might have clipped the bus, and the bus flipped on the side, and, you know, all this other sort of stuff. But I would say, where there's smoke, there's fire. And how many times did I say they were cited? Yeah, I'm going to say there might be something. There might be something more to this. Sadly, for those people, you know, you don't think about those kind of things when you take a tour, when you're going up to see a show or you're going somewhere. And those people didn't know anything, I'm sure, about the safety record. All right, this is another big one. Odds and ends, huge. It's where we're going to end. The Democrats finally, by the way, did come back to Madison, Wisconsin. Almost took an act of God to get them back. But the Fabulous 14 did come back. The crowds were still out cheering and screaming and yelling for them. And this was, what a battle this was. Thousands of people came to that Capitol in Madison. But it was all over Friday. The Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker signed into law a bill that pretty much rips the bargaining rights of most state workers. So this is the death, I think, across the nation of collective bargaining rights for public employees. I think you're going to start to see this, and Wisconsin is the tip of the iceberg. Honestly, this is the tip of the iceberg. Things have changed. Is it fair or foul? I mean, that's the question you ask yourself, right? But the Republicans cleared that final hurdle, so it went through. And the 14 Democratic senators left the state to prevent that quorum of 20 votes. It didn't matter. So the amended bill stripped the components of the original proposal, blah, blah, blah. And it just basically means forget about some of the elements they were used to having with the pension funds and health-related benefits. But see, I look at it another way, my friends. But reading between the lines, I mean, I understand we can say, oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, how shouldn't these, we don't pay educators enough and all this other stuff. But the way I also look at it is just simply, if the governor was going to slice the jobs off, I mean, rather have a job than no job, right? Come on. And that was what was going to happen. A lot of people are going to lose jobs. So the Republican lawmakers say the bill's passage will help Wisconsin close a $137 million budget shortfall. And people were not happy about this in Wisconsin. But what does it mean? The unions mobilized, the supporters to oppose the bill, thousands of people rallied, and boy, you could hear a pin drop over the weekend. Nobody was talking about it. You know, this was the cause. This was grassroots, baby. And then suddenly everybody is silent. Any thoughts on that or other things that we've covered during this hour of America Tonight? Shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.